From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday that al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen is taking advantage of fighting between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces to seize territory in the country that has struggled for stability since its former leader was pushed from office in 2012. Carter told reporters during a visit to Japan that the crisis in Yemen has made U.S. efforts to counter al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula more difficult.
The terrorism threat to the West, including the United States, from AQAP, is a longstanding and serious one. That one we will keep combating. We obviously will change the way we do that in accordance with the circumstances there. Obviously, we hope that order is restored to Yemen, not only for that reason, but because there's a lot of suffering going on in Yemen as these fluid battles and these different groups go back and forth.
Defense Secretary Carter also vowed to expand defense collaboration with Japan as he held talks with his Japanese counterparts Wednesday in Tokyo. Speaking alongside the Japanese defense minister, Carter said he was committed to overseeing the next phase of the so-called rebalance. During his talks, Carter said he also confirmed the U.S. stance on the East China Sea islands. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras began talks with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. As he is indebted, country scrambles for funds, but officials at Athens had not asked for money from Moscow. As we hear here, both leaders look relaxed at the start of the talks in the Kremlin, with Tsipras wearing no tie and Putin sitting back in his chair as he welcomed him with a handshake and a smile. VOA News. Airlines canceled scores of flights in and out of France Wednesday because of a two-day stoppage of air traffic controllers upset over work conditions and plans to raise their retirement age from 59 from 57. The French Civil Aviation Authority said as many as one in two flights would be scrapped on Thursday, the second day of the strike. This passenger says she's had to wait all day for a new flight out to her final destination.
I'm just arrived from New York. My flight is not operated anymore. And so I have to wait up till tonight at 6 p.m. So I have to stay in the airport the whole day.
Air France has advised passengers Tuesday that 40% of its medium-haul flights would be canceled, with as many as two-thirds of short-haul flights scrapped at Paris Orly and other French airports. A Palestinian stabbed two Israeli soldiers outside a West Bank settlement Wednesday before one of them fatally shot the assailant, according to the Israeli military. One of the soldiers was critically wounded by a stab wound to the neck, while the other was lightly hurt before he opened fire and killed the attacker. Both soldiers were taken to the hospital. A white police officer in South Carolina has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed black man that was caught on video. The shooting of 50-year-old Walter Scott last Saturday in North Charleston occurred after he was pulled over by Officer Michael Slager for driving with a broken brake light. As we hear here, the video taken by a bystander with a cell phone camera shows Slager firing several times at Scott, who was running away from Slager. After Scott fell down to the ground after the final shot, Slager walked over to Scott and handcuffed him and returned into the spot where he opened fire. A top aide to U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday that the White House's classified computer systems are secure while acknowledging vulnerabilities in its unclassified system. The Obama advisor, Ben Rhodes, made those remarks in response to a CNN report that Russian hackers got access to sensitive White House information, such as the president's private schedule. Royal Dutch Shell has announced it's buying British gas producer BG Group for $70 billion. It gives Shell a bigger share of the natural gas market as oil prices fall. The companies put out a joint statement Wednesday urging shareholders on both sides to approve the deal. Shell says the takeover will add 25% to its oil and gas reserves and increase production by 20% over 2014. Shell says the two companies together will produce financial gains of about $2.5 billion a year. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.